Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Carulla and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Wake up, Hollywood. How's it going?
Yeah, let's tear shit up. Tear some shit up.
How is that tearing shit
up?
Well,
you still tear shit up with a chainsaw. Come on.
Wait, you cut shit
up.
You
don't rip shit up. Rip shit up. That's very 80s, though. Let's rip shit up.
Rip shit up with a chainsaw.
How was your week, dude?
It was good. It was good.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good Thanksgiving.
You get stuffed?
I made that's a fucking lame joke. It's a stupid joke. Why is there a gong?
I just gonged myself. It was a bad joke, all right? I'm out. That's it.
Are you really out? You promise?
No, I'm not out. So how was your Thanksgiving?
It's good. I made too much food.
So what did you cook?
A turkey, because it's Thanksgiving.
Well, did you do I didn't know this. You cook it upside down for the first half and then flip it over?
No, I didn't follow the Walmart commercial. I did not do what the Walmart commercial
said.
Hey,
I bet a lot of people did it, though.
You get one of those bags. There's a big roaster bag. You put it in there, and it cooks it in like 2 hours, and it's super juicy.
Oh, have you ever fried a turkey? Everybody talks about
fried turkey. No, because you burn your house down.
Yeah, that's why I don't do it either.
I've never heard a successful fried turkey story.
So what sides did you do?
Mashed potatoes, green beans, dinner rolls.
Green bean casserole or just green
beans? No, I do it like my dad does, because my dad's from the country, and you get a big pot of green beans, and you throw a big hunk of back fat.
Jesus.
In the green beans, and you let it cook for like 3 hours.
Dude, that's like New Orleans stuff.
It's awesome.
That's awesome.
There's so much sodium in it.
Much sodium. They're like soggy and just amazing.
It's so much sodium.
That's
like
crazy.
You put it in your mouth, and you dehydrate instantly. It's amazing.
And then what else did you say?
Dinner rolls?
No stuffing?
Tracy made stuffing. I'm a big fan.
You don't
like
stuffing?
I don't like stuffing.
So you're not into the carbs. You like the veggies and the meat.
I like the veggies. And then I made two chocolate pies. My grandmother's My grandmother's
I'm going to your house for Thanksgiving next year.
It's pretty
Man.
Awesome. And two pumpkin pies. I make a lot of pies.
Two pumpkin pies and
I don't eat pie unless it's the holidays. So it's the whole year. And then I just go.
So did you make two chocolate and two pumpkin just because those are the hits?
That's the ones I like.
So you're like, fuck everybody
pie.
Else.
Fuck pecan pie.
Hey, pecan pie is pretty good.
Pecan.
My mom actually tried a recipe this year. It was a kombucha squash pie.
I'm already out.
Dude, it sounds weird. I swear to God, it sounds... And dude, all of us were against it. My dad was the one that wanted it. And I swear to God, it was the best kind of squash family of pies.
Tastes sort of like pumpkin pie.
Yeah, it tastes like pumpkin pie.
Just have a pumpkin pie.
But it's better than pumpkin pie. That's what was weird. It was better than a pumpkin pie. It tasted like a more buttery pumpkin. And then the crust was made of ginger snaps. Dude, it was insanely good. It was the best pie I've ever had.
How many pieces did you have?
I had two pieces. Mm. Everybody went apeshit on the pie.
That's good.
Dude, it was really good. It was really good. So kudos to my mom and Sunset Magazine. That was the recipe, but I was skeptical. My mom made some mac and cheese, some turkey, some Brussels sprouts. She went to town.
Mac and cheese? Never had mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese on Thanksgiving? Mm-hmm. That's like our family. That's like the one we're waiting for. We can't wait for mac and cheese. Her mac and cheese.
This is an enthralling conversation.
You're like, I want to shoot myself.
You can hear people not listening.
It's not true. Dude, I want to tell you, Ryan Cross. You remember Ryan Cross who played upright bass on the show?
Yeah.
He jammed with Prince two nights ago.
That's insane.
Yeah, he was playing a gig in a hotel bar, in a hotel lounge. And what's her name? Judith Hill, who was a backup singer for Stevie Wonder and all these people. She was in a movie called 20 Feet to Stardom. She brought Prince to the gig, and he sat in and played with the band. And the band had no idea he was coming. So he caught video of it. There's only 15 seconds of the video that I saw that he caught, and it is so slamming. But I wanted to, you know, big him up a little bit. Big shout out to Ryan Cross.
Cause, that's crazy.
Dude, it was awesome, you know? So we must be a good luck charm.
What songs did they play? Do you even know?
You know what? He was just jamming on blues, and I think the 15 seconds I saw was just like a blues groove.
Was he just doing guitar?
Yeah, he was just playing guitar.
He wasn't singing or anything?
He wasn't singing. He was just playing guitar, and dude, he was shredding. It was like, after the 15 seconds, I was like, no, shit, and it's done.
Was he doing like pelvic thrusts or anything?
No pelvic thrusts.
No sexual.
But he
stuff?
Was dressed in like an all glittery suit. I was like, of course, even at a hotel
that's just
lounge.
Casual. That's just what he wears.
I was kind of like, man, only Prince could come into a hotel lounge gig like that. Just be like, I'm ready. Give me the guitar. But it was, dude, it was pretty awesome.
That's impressive.
Yeah, man. So what? How did your kid like Thanksgiving? Did he?
He doesn't like turkey.
He doesn't like turkey?
No, I had to make fucking chicken nuggets.
Oh my god, that's like a sin.
Well, he's five, so he just doesn't know
yet.
Yeah,
he doesn't know yet.
He'll grow to like turkey.
So he probably was just like, what is this?
It's just annoying.
He's like,
they like the chocolate pie.
He's probably like, pumpkin pie!
Chocolate pie. He doesn't like pumpkin pie.
He won't even touch pumpkin pie?
He's five. They're at that age where they just like, for no reason, just decide not to like foods. Just I don't like that. You've never had it. I don't like
it. You're still like that, though, Eddie.
I know. I have the palate of a five-year-old. I know that.
That's crazy, man. That is nuts. Dude, I'm super excited tonight because a lot of people have been asking me to send them the Christmas song. I'm like, no, you got to wait to hear it on the radio show.
No, that's not true. You played it at Irvine. You posted it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I played it live, but I mean, I haven't played the recording of it.
This is the
debut. This
the
is
international
the big premiere.
World premiere.
Dude, this is the fastest I've ever.
Song.
It is. It is.
Here we go.
And this is the fastest I've ever recorded, mixed, and mastered a song. And it was kind of exhilarating to like just know that it was done super well, it was done super fast, and it was done with like no stress. Usually recordings, I'm like, oh my god, I'm stressed
out. And this
like,
is the greatest gift.
And it's called the greatest Christmas gift.
The greatest Christmas gift. It's not pretentious, it's not obnoxious in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, it's obnoxious in every way, shape, and form. And you know what? I was like, you know, I think doing this radio show has influenced my songwriting because there's some, you know, analog little sound bites in there.
Your stupid fucking sound bite.
Yeah, I love them, dude. I love them.
So you want to debut this Christmas song?
Let's do it. Let's do it. This is the greatest Christmas gift.
Okay. Everyone, this is Nikhil's. Nikhil's now giving you guys the greatest Christmas gift.
Here it is.
Here it is, the greatest Christmas gift.
Thank you. Oh, the studio audience loves it.
There it is. The greatest
gift. Christmas has officially
the greatest
begun.
Gift ever given to mankind. McKeel's Christmas song.
Big shout out to Philip Peterson for doing the strings. Man, he killed it. He really did. So, no, it was fun, man, doing all the percussion stuff. I never do percussion on my own tunes. And doing really funny percussion. Like, the funny thing is about that that train. We did we recorded a shaker, and I got a train whistle. But then my engineer and I decided, it was actually his idea. He's like, Sean, who was one of our guests, he said, let's take the shaker and actually put it down an octave so it actually sounds like a train. So he put a track of the shaker down an octave along with the other shaker with the train, and it sounded exactly like a train.
Or you could just got a train sound effect.
Yeah, but that's no fun. The greatest thing is that we did it all analog.
The greatest thing is the greatest Christmas gift that you've given everybody.
Up yours. Looks like our guest has arrived, Mr. Matt
Knudsen.
Oyster Stew Knudsen. How
that's
are you?
That's okay. I'll take Knudsen too. And
K is not silent.
The K. We hit the K's in Denmark. We hit the K's. And thank you for answering the doorbell almost immediately.
He's very excited. He waits by the window.
That's true.
I'm
that's
just
right.
like, when is the guest coming? Because Eddie is bullying me.
Eddie's bullying Nick. It's time for me to hit the doorbell
Please,
and make an entrance.
I got to get out of this. I'm just kidding.
You know, I was listening to the show on my way into the studio, and the Thanksgiving wrap-up, succinct.
I know. Yeah. Thrilling, like enthralling.
Well See, done.
You know what? We all, we all had different menus for our Thanksgiving dinner.
We did,
yeah.
Some people had hams. Did you have anything crazy on your...
No, I'm with the Pence side of the fence, which is turkey and some pies. Actually, the wife and I had like three pies. Like, here's the thing. When you have like a big family, everyone kind of divides what you're like. All right, well, the host is going to make the turkey.
Yeah, right,
but then
right.
my sister's going to bring the green bean casserole. Right. My parents are going to bring drinks. And my wife and I were supposed to bring the pies. So she made like garlic bread and all this other stuff. And we went
garlic
down there.
Garlic bread for Thanksgiving.
It's garlic.
I've never heard of that.
Listen,
never heard of that.
The only reason we do that is because we're not Italian. So that's why we...
Italians are like, what the hell are you doing?
What are you doing?
Marron! So we had, I guess, long story more boring, we went down to their place and forgot all three of the pies.
Oh my God.
So every day since Thanksgiving, I've had apple, I've had...
Is it all part of your plan?
Pumpkins to match.
You should forget pies all the time.
Oops,
Why
sorry,
didn't you bring
everybody.
Us some? Damn, man.
Yeah. What was that pie that you said your mom made?
It was a Cambodia squash pie.
Cambodia squash.
Dude, where do you get a Cambodia squash?
I think you can get it at like Whole Foods, Trader Joe's.
Someone told me they were banned in America.
Dude, the crazy thing is, man, it was like we were all like, dude, no, we want pumpkin pie, please.
Right.
And my dad was like, let's do something different. Let's do something different. And like when the pie came out, it was like, first of all, it looks just like a pumpkin pie, but it's like a yellow color. So you're like, this looks mysterious.
Right.
And all of us were skeptical. And then we had a bite and we're like, this is the best thing I've ever had for dessert. It was really... Try it next year. I will get you guys the recipe.
Cambodia squash.
Yeah, kombucha squash, maybe.
Kombucha.
I don't know. Still don't
it's
know how to pronounce
okay.
it.
Well, if you guys haven't figured out, Matt is a comedian.
Yes.
It's true. And Eddie is air-quoting comedian. And I don't know what the sound effect was, but thank you for that, Nick.
The thing of about course. You're never going to know what his sound effects relate
no,
to.
No, no.
They don't make
it's
any sense.
It's part of the arts.
It's part of his uncharm. It's part of the thing that makes him not charming at
can
all.
Can I tell you one of my most...
Yeah, I agree. Easy.
Audience. One of my most favorite recent sound effects that I heard, I was on the road. I just got back. I was basically gone for all of August. And while I was in Pueblo, Colorado, you have a night off. You're like, I'm going to go to a rodeo. So you go to a rodeo and they have like a guy who's like the MC. He's on a horse and like his sidekick is a rodeo clown. And the rodeo clown said, well, I was just in California. And everyone in the rodeo started booing. And
of course.
And he's like, yeah, you know what they say. It's the land of fruits and nuts. And then the guy who was like operating some sound effects board gave the spring boing, followed by you've got mail, and everyone burst into applause. Boing, you've got mail. Yeah.
That makes no sense. I love it, though.
It is the best reason to visit America ever, because there's people who think that is for real
you're
entertainment.
Like, this is culture. This is
boy. And we, you've got
we
mail.
Slave over trying to come up with clever and witty things to say.
It's entertainment. It's all entertainment.
And he gets a bigger laugh with more people than we've ever gotten by hitting a stupid sound effect.
Dude, oh, absolutely. I love it. But that is just like, you know, I don't want to repeat this same word because I said it four sentences ago and now I'm so like, boy, you've got mail. Oh, good Lord.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us where you kind of grew up, got bit by the bug for the comedy.
Ooh, boy.
The comedy thing.
Boy, and thank you for asking me where I got bit by the bug. It was actually in the back of the neck. It swelled up, really. It went right into my ear. You guys seen Star Trek Wrath of Khan, right?
Yeah, of course.
It was very comparable to the thing that...
poor Chekhov.
Poor Chekhov. Jeez. Eddie, attention to detail.
Eddie.
I love it.
Well, yeah.
What was the other guy that got the bug in the ear?
And we're clear.
And we're clear. No boy.
This just became a totally different podcast.
I think it was Ricardo Montalban.
Every girl just stopped listening right now.
Either that or people started elbowing their friends and encouraged them to begin listening.
Yeah. They're like,
let's
dude,
take this
these
the
guys
positive
are Trekkies.
Way.
These guys.
Peeling
Actually,
layers.
I can't take the credit. I'm not really a Trekkie. I'm more Star Wars-ish more than a Trekkie, I guess.
Have you seen the new Star Wars trailer?
I have not, but somebody was just talking about it.
Have you seen it? Like 400 million people.
I know, because I've been doing it. I've been making Christmas songs.
It's 80 seconds long.
All right, I'm going to watch it. Was it good?
I mean, in this economy, Eddie, who has the time?
It's hard. You can't be starting and stopping 80-second videos.
Yeah, that's a lot of time. That's a lot. My attention disorder is just like
plus, you might
crazy.
Have to watch the 15-second ad for Sports Chalet that's before true. It begins. Listen, I have better
that's
things.
Too much. I can't devote 95 seconds to something.
Well, was it good?
It's good. I mean, you saw the Millennium Falcon.
You should not be the spokesperson for Star Wars.
It's good.
I can see the poster good. Now.
It's okay.
J.J. Abrams.
It's okay.
It's has its okay. moments. It's and okay. then followed by my friend.
My friend.
Yeah. When I first moved to town, I auditioned for J.J. Abrams, and it was like height of like loss, and I was like, oh my God, I was so
did
nervous.
Did you actually go in to J.J. Abrams? Did you actually see J.J.
I sat like,
did you actually read
I did, and by, are you asking if I sodomized him? Yes, I did. I went into J.J. But you back up!
Rim shot.
Please note, I mean, I think we are 21 minutes into the show. First rim shot. Well done.
Yeah, thank you. Really. That's the
first rim shot we've ever had on the show.
You get two. Two today. Two for Tuesday, Eddie.
There's nothing worse than getting a rim shot when it's done to mock you.
Aren't most? Is there a rim shot that's really not a mockingly done rim shot?
I'm not sure, but I'll save that for the later.
Sure.
Bookmark the rim shot.
We'll bookmark it. Hey, how's everyone doing tonight?
You just did an analog rim shot over my digital rim shot.
That's okay.
But, all right, so talk to us about J.J. Abrams.
He's a very nice guy. He's, you know, totally legit and professional and... it was probably 8 or 9 years ago, so I'm still,
what were you reading
still
for?
Waiting to hear.
Well, you never know.
Yeah,
it's
a long thing
process.
It's a long process. They don't let you know right away, so you...
Just keep those fingers crossed.
Keep those fingers and toes crossed. Take your shoes off so you can cross your toes. Good night, everybody. No, it's a good guy. You never get the job. That's the thing.
Right.
You go in and you could be one of 50 guys, and if someone told you, listen, you have a 1 in 50 chance of living, you know, you wouldn't feel like, oh boy, I like those odds.
You're like, I'm dead.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I'm a dead man.
That is exactly it, Nick. So you're saying there's a chance.
Right.
All you can go in is do your thing and just like, all right, see you later. See you later, everybody. So it went fine. But
well, what did you read for?
He was doing a promo for the Democratic National Party. This is Obama. When Obama ran the first time, he was just like, hey, you know what? I'm a storyteller and a filmmaker. I'm going to use my gift to endorse something
cool.
I believe in. So,
wow.
Yeah, so I went in and it came from my commercial agent. And they're just like, hey, they called you and they wanted to see you for this. And it was a couple lines and I never saw the spot. But that being said, You've still read waiting to hear. Still waiting.
Never know. When Obama runs for that third term.
Yeah, exactly. What's so funny is like in like Los Angeles and this whole like, you know, and I'm air quoting the show business thing, you never know what levels of connection
there are.
Like I just shot an episode of Workaholics last month. The woman who...
I got one of those somewhere.
The woman who casts Workaholics cast Star Wars episode. It was a little foggy out of here, so we needed that. Well done.
I'm here for you.
She cast episode 7?
Yeah, she just cast a new J.J. Abrams Star Wars movie. And you're like, so you're doing Workaholics. Her name is Alyssa Weisberg. Alyssa Weisberg.
She's like, great, thank you.
She's very nice. She's great. She's a great casting director. But you see, like, and not to besmirch either project, but I think Star Wars Episode 7 is a bigger project than Workaholics.
Are you sure?
Slightly different budgets.
Same woman who's just like, you, say this line about the lightsaber. And you, say this line about puking on a dog. It's hilarious and just so like weird when you have IMDb Pro and you can figure these things out.
When does your Workaholics air? You know?
I think it's going to be on. I don't really know. It's going to be in their. It's going to be in like their fifth season. I think January, February, okay. Like early.
What was it like working on that set?
I was great. I mean, I've known Adam Devine. Yeah. He's a stand-up, so I've known him for a long time. And actually went in and read for one of the parts. And they went with an African-American gentleman, and they're like, well, we're going this way with this role, but we'd like you to come in and do this thing. So you're like, okay. How quickly can I say yes to your idea?
Why would you even ask?
Yeah, I was just like, yeah.
Just say do this.
Right. We're going to give you money to be on TV. All right, I'll.
let me think about it.
Oh, my arm. Ouch, my arm. Quit twisting.
Where are you originally from?
You know, I was born in Honolulu.
Wow.
And I grew up kind of in the
Midwest. I
know. Is it because of the blinding Caucasian skin tone? Is that
a maka pui.
Nick, you looked the most Hawaiian of anyone in this room.
That's right. And I've got a Hawaiian-ish last name, Karula. I get mistaken for Hawaiian all the time.
Right.
Believe it or not.
And as long as you get mistaken for Hawaiian, I think that's really all that matters.
That's when I say Malaka Apui.
That's when I say Alaikum Salam. Salam Alaikum. Which is not Hawaiian, but when you have
it's
a certain
Hawaiian
tone.
For bullshit.
Who are your people? What's
Who are your
people?
Yeah, that is the best way to ask where are you from.
Where are you from?
Who are your people?
My people are Danish.
My people are East Indian. East Indian. Eddies?
White.
I am East Anglo-Saxon. East white.
Mine are the whitest people. Whenever you think of generic white person, that's where I'm from.
Basically, you don't know your roots.
I don't know. It's somewhere in Europe.
You could have a little bit of Scandinavian, a little bit of Yiddish. And
white.
I think it's weird when white people are like, I'm like 7% Irish, I'm 13% Native American, and I'm 50% white, and the rest I don't really know.
The rest is a hodgepodge.
It's a hodgepodge. It's like you don't know. You're white.
Okay, I'm 100% WASP with a little bit. Well, that was all the 100%. Okay, I don't have any. That was it.
That's
all.
It.
Super white.
I you know what? I give you mad respect for being open and honest with your heritage or lack thereof.
Sure.
Somewhere in Germany. That's all I know.
The thing is, Eddie and I look like we could be brothers or at least cousins.
We're from the same white area of Europe.
We are. We have the chin. We have the
deep set eyes.
The deep set eyes.
So did you get island fever when you were on Hawaii? You were just like,
I moved when I was very young. Okay. And it was like, I moved.
You're like, I'm out of here.
I'm out of here. Hey, listen, I was 3 years old.
Paradise?
Yeah. Mom, dad. I'm free, but get me out of here. Take me to Iowa immediately. And they did. Yeah.
That's cool. A change.
That's a change.
That had to be a hard pitch for your dad to your mom. Like, hey, I know Hawaii's cool, but what do you think about Iowa? It's like your mom's like,
oh. Let's play word association. Hawaii. Right. I'll say both the words in the word association. That's the fun twist.
Hawaiian, like it could be a Hawaiian word.
Hawaii.
So you're doing. I take it you're doing a lot of stand up these days. I read your bio.
Standing up. I'm just like Eddie. You do 101 shows here in LA, and you road occasionally. Welcome back, buddy. How was your tour?
Did you just get off the road?
All of a sudden, you're interviewing Eddie Betts.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Here is the Knutson fun fact. If people talk about me too much, I begin to shrink immediately. So I'm happy to share.
And I deflect.
Yes. What
well, I was trying to set up your stand-up little bit we're going to play, and you just defused it. I'm like, so you've been doing some stand-up. You're like, let's welcome Eddie Betts into the room.
Actually, hit me again, Nick. I'll
All right, so you've been doing a lot of stand-up around Los Angeles. Like, what clubs are you hitting?
Well, I think it would be better to let my new stand-up album, American, speak for itself.
Available on iTunes.
Available on iTunes.
Well, let's play something right now.
At MattKnutson.com.
We'll play track two. Aptly named track two.
Track two. It's called track two.
Here it comes.
That's not part of track two.
That's all me.
Here we go.
But I have a reputation for being a nice guy, and I appreciate that, and it means a lot to me. I think I just have that reputation because very early in my Hollywood tenure, I just learned how to smile and nod in the face of delusional aspiration. Great. Remember my first weekend, I went to a party in the Hollywood Hills. And if you guys have never partied in the Hollywood Hills, it's even douchier than it sounds. It's just... it's the worst. Yeah. But I was talking to a guy, and I said, so what do you do? And he said, and I quote, well, you know, I moved to L.A. to do the puppet thing. Great! Good for you! My friends, I don't know a tremendous amount about the puppet industry, but I think between Sesame Street and the Muppets, there are 8 guys that can lay claim to doing the puppet thing. If you're not one of those 8 guys, I think your career involves some kind of van with your phone number on the side. That van does not need to be on the 101 North at 5 p.m. So... but I understand artistic aspiration. You know, I get it. Like, in addition to doing stand-up comedy, I'm also an actor, so I got something to fall back on. Don't want to put all my eggs in one basket, my friends. God, no. But when you're an actor, you tell people you're an actor. It's an occupational hazard. The question that you get all the time is, well, have I seen you in anything? And I always say the same thing. I say, well, I don't know. Do you watch a lot of homosexual pornography? I'm very big in those movies. If you know what I mean. Yeah, yeah. It's just, you know, people complain about typecasting. Like, oh, I can't work, man. I've been typecast. My friends, being typecast is a gift. You just have to figure out your type. Because what Hollywood wants to do is hire you to play the type of people that you look like. That is typecasting. You just have to figure out your type. Like, I know mine. It's a gym coach at a Mormon high school. Yeah. Kind of guy that tells teenagers to bring it in and take a knee. There it goes. All right, guys. We win this game. We're going to state. I'm not proud to admit this. But somewhere, there's tape of me saying the line, you can't have fun without fundamentals. But when you know your type, it's almost a relief in a sense, because you know by default what your type is not. And then you don't have to worry if you don't get those gigs, because they weren't yours to begin with, right? So when I get a call from my agent, Knutz, got you an appointment with tomorrow. You're going in for the role of Jake. Cool, confident, life of the party. Oh, no. Girls want to be with him. Guys, they just want to be him. brief nudity. I'm not Jake. Totally fine if I'm not Jake. There are enough Jakes out there. But I get even more excited when I get the call from the agent. Knutz, got you an appointment for tomorrow. You're going in for the role of Dust Bowl farmhand. Humble, helpful, salt of the earth. It gives Jake a ride to town.
It's very nice.
Good brief stuff. Nudity.
Brief nudity.
Thank
I like the gym coach at a Mormon school.
I mean, honestly, play the hand you're dealt, Nick. Awesome. It's typecasting. It's the only reason I've ever gotten any gigs.
So you've actually done some pretty cool gigs, actually. You were in a movie with Sean Penn, Gangster Squad.
True, that's true.
You've been doing the Late Late Show. You've done Conan.
In 2014, I mean, I say this all the time, but you never know what your year is going to be until December 31st. That's when you're just like, okay.
That's true.
Because you could have a bunch of things. Actually, I just came from a producer session for Two and a Half Men to be like there.
Yeah, I hope you're talking about the TV show.
No, it's a gay porn. What did you guys think I was talking about? It's two and a half inches.
2.5 inches of men.
2.5 men. It's all men who have 2.5-inch penises. But yeah, I mean, it was. I don't know if I'm going to get the job, but it was just like, hey, you're in the room, you're with the people. So I mean,
it's great.
It's. I guess you have to do your best and then don't care, which is often a difficult combination. But you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. That's the nature of the business. Last night, I actually met the president of MTV. Handed him my music video.
Cool, man.
Knowing that MTV plays no videos whatsoever. Right. You know, it's like you just have to kind of turn every stone, do the best you can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And also, too, just like, you know, travel the high road and keep a positive attitude and just trust that it's all going to, you know, that it's all going to shake down.
Out.
And also, too, it's easy for people to get bitter and they're like, oh, this sucks. Oh, this. But when you go into a room and you're just like, oh, this sucks. He's just like, hey, who was that guy with the terrible attitude? Let's get him in our project.
We need more of that guy.
We need more
around.
Of that guy around. Seriously, we need 14 cynicism. Hours a day.
Can we get some more of that energy flowing through here? That'd be perfect.
You know what sucks? Everything. Oh, all right. Okay.
We're all feeling way too good about ourselves. Let's bring them in here.
Yeah, it'll just balance everything out. So tell us what are your Twitter handles. What are your where can everybody find you?
I'm just you can. I'm on Google.
Google Matt Knutson.
Yeah, it's MATTKNUDSEN, and that's .com and @ on Twitter.
So is it really Knutson or is it Knutson?
It's Knutson.
Knutson.
But okay. I do want to say, Nick, pronouncing it Knutson means that you can sell me the Sunday New York Times. I'm calling for Mr. Knutson.
Yeah, Knutson.
It's because your name comes up on their screen as the phone is being connected.
Of course.
Mr.
Knutson.
Wait for it. Sometimes when I get like solicitation calls, I keep them on the line for a while just to have a good time. Not that I'm going to buy anything. It's just, you know, I like to hang and connect. It's just,
and you also have a podcast too, right?
A podcast. Listen for Eddie Pence coming up. Eddie Pence and Thomas Fowler.
I will be doing it very soon.
Yes. It's
I
called
don't know why there's a fire.
Look alarm. For Eddie Pence. We're all looking for Eddie Pence.
He is on
Brilliant.
Fire.
Brilliant.
It's don't called Grabbing Lunch. Grabbinglunch.com. And basically what I do is I go out to lunch, which is one of my favorite things to do with like friends and colleagues. And it's such an LA thing. Hey, let's grab lunch. So I found a way to record like high quality audio.
Right.
And I just, you know, sit down a recording thing and like – talk about whatever comes up. Hey, I saw this movie. Hey, I read this book. Hey, have you heard of this comedian? Hey, you know, what's
Do you ever forget
happening?
That the, you know, the microphone's on? You're just like, ooh, maybe we shouldn't have talked about
some honestly, stuff. Sometimes it's such a casual thing because we don't have headphones. We don't have anything. Right. I have a little recorder and two external microphones. And sometimes it's so casual. People are like, eh, you know, and they'll say something. And I always tell them when I turn the recorder off, it's just like, hey, if you're driving home and you say like, oh, maybe I wish I wouldn't have said that. I'll cut it out.
Didn't mean to call that guy the
N-word. I didn't mean to call that guy.
Jesus. Bad time to get it.
Yeah.
Where's the rim shot on that?
Where's the? Oh,
there it is. There it is. It's hard with these touch screens. You don't know.
It's true.
You don't know
what's the weirdest thing that's ever happened on your podcast?
You know what? I don't know why this is, but if for some reason there's always, not always, but I've done 53 episodes. I've done it for over a year now. I do it every week. There's always some celebrity sighting. Somebody comes through that you're just like, oh, hey, is that Rhys Darby from Flight of the Conchords? Yeah. Yeah, it is. Oh, hey, is that who's the woman from the King of Queens? Leah Remini. You know, we're like at the IHOP. And you're like, hey, is that Leah Remini? Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's her. It's what people think L.A. is when they go out to a restaurant.
And you're like, it's not like that all the time. But actually, it is.
Actually, it kind of is.
It really
yeah.
is.
Who's the guy who's the lead on Sons of Anarchy?
Watch that show.
Pacific Rim.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
You know that guy horrible that you don't names. Know? It's him. Yeah, it was
He's
him.
There.
That
wow.
guy
was there.
There was probably I think with all you know humility guessing, we probably had like 10 people that have like that. You know, you're like, oh hey, you could. I don't know. It feels like a very LA thing because people go out to restaurants, people go to things.
Yeah.
And anytime somebody has never been to a place or has like an inkling to go there, it's just like, yeah, let's go check it out. I went to LACMA and the Raisin Stark Bar. They have a water sommelier.
Really?
It's the only water sommelier in the world. So I went there with Moshe Kasher and Brent Weinbach. And this guy is like, all right, this is a flat water. It's distilled with fine minerals. He's just like, okay. It's really funny.
You're like, this is a trip.
Only
in Los Angeles.
Only it's
we don't do this on my island of Waikiki.
Iowa. My island of Iowa.
If I had to pick one incident where I was like driving home, and was like, woof. I went to McDonald's. With
just the one with Bridenstine.
Mike Burns and Mike Bridenstine. Yeah. And we were about 45 minutes into it when a mentally unstable prostitute came into the McDonald's and threatened to kill everyone.
Wow.
And
which
there
McDonald's?
Was. Oh, it was the one McDonald's? In on Glendale Boulevard and Echo Park, Highland Park.
Okay, yeah,
it's
I know
just which one. Just like on that side of the world.
I know which one you're talking about.
So, and she was just like, oh, and she was. 110 pounds, you know, very kind of wave. And everyone just didn't know what to say or do at all. She came over, she sat at our table for a little bit, wow. And she was just like,
she's making the rounds.
She was making the rounds. And the thing is, it's just like, I'm not worried about you like punching me or hurting me in right. any way. So there was a moment, and honestly, Burns and Brido, it could not have been the two yeah. more perfect guys to have this happen to. So we're sitting at the table. It's like one of those booths. And we got like this value pack meal, which it was the World Cup value pack. Which
is like five hamburgers and five fries and five.
Really?
Yeah.
Like five chicken sandwiches yeah. and four Cokes.
It's a huge amount of food.
And it's in a giant box.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there in like the booth, which had been like tagged with like a carving knife. You ever seen that level yeah. of graffiti yes, where it's just totally. Like, I feel so strongly about this.
I need to express myself
so badly. So we were sitting in a booth and she came and she sat next to me and she was just like, you don't know what I'm talking about. I was just like, I'm not going to argue. I don't.
You're like, I don't. I
people,
don't.
But it's ep. If you think about it, you can look it up. It's grabbinglunch.com. It's episode 40.
Okay.
Episode 40. Okay, and it's just, I love saying yes to stuff. That is like my favorite thing
like,
to
let's
do.
Do
so
this.
Just like, hey, let's go to this place. You better believe we're going to do.
Well, that's how you find everything, by saying yes to something.
I couldn't agree more, man.
And are you doing a lot of stand up these days?
Yeah, I'm still getting up there doing stand up.
Where can we
I want to try and get on Letterman before Letterman's not. not a thing.
Totally.
So
are you getting close? Are you? Is there some feedback?
I sent him a tape, but here's the thing: the guy that booked Letterman when I sent him the tape, he jumped ship, and now he books the Tonight Show. So there used to be like after Eddie Brill,
there's kind of a few people booking Letterman.
Yeah, like now there's like people. this triad, but one of the triad, the guy who watched my tape, is booking the Tonight Show. So I sent a tape to the woman who had never seen me. I was just like, your former colleague had seen me and given me, and I didn't. I haven't heard anything, but you know,
when does he call you?
When is he off? You know,
that's the thing. I don't really know.
All I heard was 2015.
Yeah, it was very vague. The whole thing was very vague. He's just like, I don't know. Even like in his,
I think it's the end of 2015.
Well, there's only like 15 more Colbert reports. They announced the final number of Colbert reports.
You want a little bit more time?
Colbert.
Well, what clubs do you play when you do?
Oh, I'm at the Improv. I'm doing, you know, the...
Yeah! Nice. That was
just so
tight.
You know, as he asked what I did, he shot a plastic water bottle
and it went right in the trash can.
Showing you how much he doesn't really care.
No,
about the question
no, that's not true. I just wanted to see. I'm like, I'm just going to fucking do it and not even think about it. And it, sure enough, it goes in.
And it goes in. The thing is, if we were not on the air, you would never make
it,
that
It would have been really cool if I just didn't even react. It was like, yes, go on.
Or I just like blocked it and didn't react. You were saying
in your face?
Yeah, actually, last night, I don't know if you guys know this. There is a comedians basketball league here in Los Angeles. There's 10 teams. They're all made up of stand-up comedians. And last night, my team.
We're impressed.
Thank you for that artificial disbelief. That was
pre-recorded. I did not know there was a comedians basketball.
There's a comedians basketball league. And last night, my team, the Open Michael Jordans, played for the league championship. And we went 9-1, but at the championship game, we came up.
Who all's in the league? I didn't even.
The guys that are on my show. And I call it a show because while we do play basketball, we do sets in the middle of a game.
Sets with a T. Speaking of sets, let's get to another little bit of yours because we're running out of time. I want to make sure we get some more of your.
Right, we'll I love running out of time.
We'll play track five.
It's my favorite thing to run out of.
Here it comes.
Five. And I'll give you the high sign when I'm bored.
Yeah, you cut it off when you want. Bye.
But before I got into this this comedy racket, I used to be a merchant marine. And for those of you that do not know what it is, basically it's the apt analogy that I heard was the truckers of the sea. You transport cargo all over the world in ships. So I've been to Europe, Africa, the Far East. But since you're not in the military, there's no grooming standards. You can wear whatever you want. So at the time, I had long hair and a scraggly beard. I look like a Viking or a bassist. True story. Once I stopped shipping out, I moved to L.A., and one of the first jobs I got was playing Jesus Christ on Malcolm in the Middle. That is how I looked. That was... And I was not wearing a wig. That was my, that was my thing. So the beautiful part about America and what you don't know until you travel is that the rest of the world is not America. And by that, I mean, you hear it all the time, but we really are a melting pot. You know, people come to this country from all over the world. Other countries don't really have immigration in the traditional sense. For example, I was in Mombasa, Kenya. You know what they have there? Kenyans. Just the Kenyans. No one's going to Kenya looking for a fresh start. So I had the very unique experience of walking down a street in Africa and being the only white man surrounded by thousands of black people. And not African Americans, Africans. But in America, we're surrounded by different looking people all the time, so you don't even really worry about it. But in Africa, it was the first time in my life that I ever felt like a hot chick. If that makes sense. Guys would just elbow their friends. What? A man actually honked his horn at me. Just let me know that he liked what he saw. Yeah. I was in Shanghai, China. They did not have a lot of 6'2" Vikings. A lot of 5'2" Asians. But they actually took their staring to the next level, because I distinctly remember one afternoon I was walking down the street in Shanghai. I stopped to read a map. I looked up, and there were about a dozen people taking my picture. I was the world's first nobody with paparazzi. But what you need to remember is, when you are an American and you're traveling abroad, you are an American diplomat.
Yep.
Absolutely. You could be the only person from America that this person ever meets in their life. So, be cool. Be cool. It's super easy. So I posed for some pictures, hung out. Also, what they like to do, if someone knows that you speak English, they want to try whatever English they know just to see if it's legit. So a young student approached me and said, "Hello." Hello. He got really excited because his English worked. So he was emboldened by his success. So he followed it up with USA. USA. Metallica, Metallica.
Nice, very nice.
The ersatz Lars Ulrich for the Chinese, yes.
Metallica.
Like USA. I said, before I moved to LA, I had long hair, I had a beard, I was just...
You were that guy.
I was that guy. Yeah, when I did that episode of Malcolm in the Middle, I played Jesus Christ, and they actually sent me to a beauty salon to have my hair and beard dyed brown. So they're just like, yeah, go to a beauty salon, dye your hair and beard brown, and bring the receipt with you to work, and we'll buy it off you.
I have no memory of you with long hair. I've known you for a while, too.
Yeah,
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the things you want to just promote real quick before we end. You were on Workaholics. You're going to be on Workaholics.
Workaholics, yeah. Key and Peele. I'm on a show called The Fosters on ABC Family.
Awesome.
And, that is it. I shot a Juicy Fruit commercial with Thomas Fowler.
You did?
I did. Did you not know that?
I didn't know that.
That's how we ended up booking and I didn't even know that you and Thomas were friends.
Yeah.
Until he's like, Eddie and I live in the same building. And I was like, because I wanted to have you on the show so much. It's like, oh, well, this is serendipity. Have we met? Yes.
That's crazy. I didn't know you guys booked a commercial together. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Juicy Fruit. That's old school. Juicy. I always think 80s when I think of Juicy Fruit.
I always think
I never see that commercial.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ah, Juicy Fruit. Damn it, Chief. Chief. If you see it, I don't even think I really look like myself because my hair was a little longer and they gave me this, like, cop stash. But the spot is we are partners and we're sitting in a police car and we start chewing gum and we enjoy the gum so much. It's just like, oh. So we stop talking altogether so we don't have to interrupt the chewing of the gum and we begin communicating with the siren on the police car. And the reveal is we blow a steak out. It's a really
funny
spot.
It's really funny.
And, you know, Thomas is like the commercial king. Yeah. If and when you see him, it's grabbinglunch.com. You'll see his face. You're like,
He's everywhere.
He's one of those guys.
Well, awesome. One more time with all your Twitter handles and your websites and all that good stuff.
It's mattknudsen.com, MattKnudsen, and Matt Knudsen. On Twitter. Matt, you can use it on Instagram. I don't really do that much on Instagram.
And then what about your...
And grabbinglunch.com.
There it is.
It's on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher
Radio.
Featuring
Eddie Pence.
Coming up soon. Me and
yeah.
Thomas,
I just... it's on the SoundCloud network, and we probably have about 625,000
I like the
followers.
Way you made SoundCloud sound like it's like a TV network.
It's, yeah.
It's
network.
It's on the SoundCloud network.
Am I using this word right thing? Did I? Is that how you say the word?
Well, you got to let us know when you are... when you're doing some shows in town for Laugh Factory or
I would any, be any I would script, have a yeah I would
improv.
Anything like that. And also if you want to find me on the mattknudsen.com, sign up for my email list. I'll blast that stuff out, and probably 9 times out of 10 in LA you can get people on the comp list, and all it takes is like, hey, I want to come to your thing,
and you're like, that's
like, it yeah, we need people in this audience. Let's
the,
do it.
The best kept secret / not best kept secret, most clubs make money on drinks and food, so you can comp, you can comp people in
usually
yeah, unless you're like Louis C.K. and you're just like, you know, are there tickets still available?
the
rest of us are just like, hey, come to my
just
show.
Come
I
on.
Would be happy to connect with you and see you in real life.
Well, you have to let us know. We'll definitely come on down.
Love
thank
it, man.
You. Thank you, Matt Knutson.
You guys
rock. Matt Knutson. K is not so silent.
I'm Nikhil. That's Eddie Pence.
That's not true.
Have a good night, everybody. Woo!
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kalula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.